Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. In every weight loss challenge or fitness challenge that I've ever participated in, I've always said to myself, wow, you take a very compelling before picture. Maybe I should just focus on my before pictures. I could be the before picture guy. That could be my thing. Now, if I could just figure out how to get from the before picture to the after picture. Hello and welcome to my YouTube page. This is day one, hopefully of 30. This is a speaking version of the before picture. So what is a Speak 30? The way I see it, what I'm imagining this to be is Speak 30 is a commitment to dramatically improve my speaking and writing process and present a new speech every day during the next 30 days. My plan is to write a new speech in the morning or whenever, and then before the end of the day, give that speech. The goal is to make each speech roughly 5 to 7 minutes long. And if I can figure out the technology, big question mark. I may also have one day a week where I'm actually interviewing my own speeches to see what I could do better and improve on my evaluation of myself. I'm planning to give these speeches uncut and stream them live. Well, so here we go. In addition to what do I consider this Speak 30 to be, the question, even the more important question, is why am I doing a Speak 30? Friedrich Nietzsche is often quoted with the, "He who has a strong enough why can bear almost any how." So the first reason I wanted to try this Speak 30 idea that I've got going on is because my speaking skills, like other areas, have become a bit flabby. For roughly 10 years now, I've been part of a group called Toastmasters International. Look them up. They're good people. Toastmasters International is an organization that is focused on improving speaking and leadership skills of people in communities just like yours. It's a wonderful organization and offers a supportive and nurturing environment for people to go from zero to wherever they want. But what I've realized over the years being part of this organization, my focus has shifted from trying to become a better speaker, which is why I got involved in the first place, to being more supportive of other members in my local club, which is great. But it doesn't help me become a better speaker. So that's why I'm here. I want to be a better speaker, and I hope to do exactly that with this Speak 30 challenge. Now, the second reason that I'm doing this is because in my professional environment, I have an amazing job where I get to promote the importance of free speech, as well as civil discourse in our society. Great job. I have a chance to listen to and meet amazing speakers on this topic. But when it comes time for me to step up to the mic and introduce somebody or even tell a crowd refreshments in the back, I feel like what is going on up here is not what's coming out down here. So at my job, I seek to promote a world where we can all speak more freely and with greater generosity toward people of goodwill with whom we disagree. I realize that this is a lofty goal, but what I also realize is that the missing component to speaking more freely is to speak better, to articulate my thoughts more clearly and concisely in the cleanest, most compelling way that I make my argument. So I hope to do exactly this with my Speak 30 challenge. My final why is probably the biggest reason why I'm into this. My final reason why is because this will be hard. I have often posed some variation in roles I've served in HR of the question, so, tell me about a time you failed in life. With the thought, you know, overcoming resilience or whatever. It's a common question. But when I think about it myself, I know there are times, and lots of times, my wife would probably back me up 100%, that I fail and fail miserably. But for the most part, I find that I only set out to do things that I know I can complete and be successful at. But now when I think back in my life, the things that I'm most proud of, the things that I want to share with others, that I am jacked that I completed, are things that were really hard to complete. Things like running a couple marathons or being on a rowing team in college. These are things that are required a sustained effort to improve. These also include things like my marriage and my relationships, which are long-term things that you have to put in the effort for them to be successful. I am attempting this Speak 30 as a way to become a different person on the back end, and hopefully a better person. Not only a better speaker, but I want to be able to say that I was able to push through the difficult task and do the thing that I'm setting out to do. I hope to do exactly this with my Speak 30 challenge. So welcome to my day one of my journey. I hope that you're able to be here for the whole 30 days, but more importantly, I hope that I'm able to be here for the full 30 days. I hope to present a speaking version of an after picture to my current before picture, with the understanding that I have become a better speaker and also strengthened my just do it muscle. With that, here we go. Day one. Thank you. If you have any comments, please leave them in the section below and I will respond.